President Trump continues to tout a strong economy and dismiss fears of a potential recession. In the Oval Office this afternoon, the president was asked if his trade policies were having a negative impact on the U.S. economy.
I am doing this, whether it's good or bad, for your statement about, oh, will we fall into a recession for 2 months, okay? The fact is, somebody had to take China on. My life would be a lot easier if I didn't take China on, but I like doing it because I have to do it.
White House correspondent Yamiche Alcindor is here. So the president said that the economy is doing great, but he's also thinking about ways of boosting a little bit, and then seemed to acknowledge that his own trade policies may bring a recession, a short one. What's going on?
The economy has been this shining example that President Trump has been able to point to amid scandals and controversies. He's been able to say, look, even though you don't like my rhetoric or my racist tweets or maybe women alleging that I sexually assaulted them, at least the economy is doing well. What's happening now is that there are signs that the economy could be slowing, and that's making President Trump and Republicans very, very worried. And as a result, he's essentially making the case, China made me do all this. These farmers that are frustrated in the Midwest because their markets have gone away as the trade war with China has dragged on, it's not my fault. It's that China made me do this. So I think that the Republican Party is really trying to find a message that's going to help them if there is a recession. Also, for Republican lawmakers, they've been able to point to the economy and say, I know I don't like President Trump's racist tweets, or maybe I don't like the fact that he's separated thousands of immigrant families. But again, the economy is doing well, so we should all just think that everything's going well. That's starting to crumble. So this is the president trying to really save his presidency and save face, essentially.
Another topic that came up in this conversation in the Oval Office was his stand on background checks for gun control. Let's take a listen to what he said.
We have very, very strong background checks right now, but we have sort of missing areas and areas that don't complete the whole circle. And we're looking at different things. And I have to tell you that it is a mental problem. And I've said it 100 times. It's not the gun that pulls the trigger. It's the person that pulls the trigger.
Immediately after El Paso and Dayton, he seemed to be saying that he expected the Senate to act or Congress to act on stricter gun control. But now he seems to be backing off?
There's no question President Trump has completely pulled back his support for background checks, and it comes down to 3 letters, NRA. That group has had a stronghold on Republicans. They've backed President Trump, and now we at the PBS NewsHour can confirm the president called Wayne LaPierre, the head of NRA, this afternoon and told him universal background checks are completely off the table. That's a complete 180 from what the president was saying just 2 weeks ago. He said that there would be tremendous support for common sense background checks. That's gone away now. And the president essentially is now using talking points from the NRA. He said that there's a slippery slope when it comes to gun legislation, and that if they start messing with with background checks, Democrats might take away the Second Amendment. On the White House lawn just a few weeks ago, he said this isn't about the NRA or Republicans or Democrats, and that's just completely changed. So I think it's going to be very interesting once Congress comes back to see what the president does. But we have a pretty clear sign, and that is that the NRA is on the phone with the White House, and they are completely changing their tone.
White House correspondent Yamiche Alcindor, thank you very much.
Thanks.